Well, whoever thought Kansas would serve as a key battleground in these midterms, or any election for that matter. Donald Trump, it seems like eons ago, two long years ago, took this state 20 points. Today's Kansas poll on Emerson College Polling Weekly being brought to you by The Great Courses Plus, thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. Professor Kimball coming up soon to let everybody know about this great deal. But Spence, right now, lead off with those Kansas poll numbers.
So we're very excited to get into Kansas because Kris Kobach, who is the Republican nominee, actually defeated the incumbent Republican governor, Jeff Kordler, in the primary. And so this was a fight between the moderate and the right wing of the Republican Party. Kobach gets the nomination, and he's facing off against Democrat Laura Kelly. And the poll results show a dead heat. Kobach at 37%, Kelly at 36%. Third-party candidate Greg Orman, who had been in the race in 2014, he was at 9%. Or he's run as an independent before, and he's currently at 9%. And the poll has got a 3.5% margin of error. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that the polling back in 2014 when Brownback was running against Paul Davis, and we'll talk about Paul Davis in a little bit because he's running in the second congressional district. But that race had Davis winning most of the polls, the Democrat, in going into the election. Brownback ended up winning by 4 points. So Kobach-Kelly being a competitive race really isn't a surprise based on what we saw in 2014. The question will be, can Kobach bring back into his party, you know, or his vote, the base of that Republican Party or the moderate wing that might have been with Collier and has not yet come back into the fold.
Today's Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast sponsored by The Great Courses Plus, www.thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling for a free trial. Pumped out Kansas this week thanks to sponsors like The Great Courses Plus. Spence, please tell the audience all about this great opportunity here.
Well, as you know, I'm a firm believer that learning doesn't stop after school. And I've spent my lifetime learning, enjoying digging into deep topics like polling and probability sampling and other areas that fascinate me, which is why I'm a fan of The Great Courses Plus. This is a streaming service that offers unlimited access to thousands of videos from the world's top experts. The Great Courses Plus has a wonderful course that I recommend for my listeners on the Introduction to Formal Logic. Fascinating insights into the importance of inductive reasoning into polling. And this is the perfect course to start with, The Great Courses Plus, or choose from their more than 10,000 lectures. Learn about any topic that interests you, like politics, history, science, human behavior, photography, much more. Watch any or listen at any time from anywhere with The Great Courses Plus app. That's The Great Courses Plus app. I know you'll enjoy The Great Courses Plus as much as I do. So I've arranged a special limited time offer for my listeners to get you started. A full month of The Great Courses Plus for free. But to get my free month offer, you must sign up now through my special URL. Sign up at thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling.
Yeah, Spence, this is just a win-win-win all the way around. I mean, you can just greatly enrich your knowledge with The Great Courses lectures. I've been watching them, listening to them actually too now with the rap for years. You can get this magnificent deal, a full month for free. It offers tremendous support. So all the work that you do, all the work the students of Emerson College provide, again, thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling, P-O-L-L-I-N-G. Spence, you referenced the congressional races with Paul Davis. You did them all. Get into them right now.
Yeah, so let's first go in order. We'll just start in the first district. That's got incumbent Roger Marshall. We have him up by a significant margin at 44% to Alan LaPolice at 17%. That's outside our poll's margin of error. But in the second district, that's the open seat. Paul Davis, who we mentioned ran for governor last time, he's at 35%. The Republican nominee, Steve Watkins, 31%, 28% still undecided in the second district. In the third district, Democrats are looking for a big upset. Sharice Davids is at 47%. The incumbent Republican, Kevin Yoder, is at 41%, and they're only 10% are undecided. And in the fourth district, the incumbent Republican, Ron Estes, has a healthy lead, 50%, to James Thompson's 26%, which is outside the polls margin as well.
No, that's just, I mean, just to see, I mean, not just the, not the fourth district, but two races and, of course, the gubernatorial race where the Democrats have a real, real good shot. So suffice it to say, we're watching Kansas, whoever thought we'd be saying that in 2018, but this is a special time. I'm going to close this podcast on a message that you can provide, especially for those who are down in D.C. or will be down there later this week. You're speaking at the National Press Club in our nation's capital, so please fill everyone in.
Yeah, so I'm actually been an invited guest of the Center for Global Communication. We'll be speaking Friday night at the National Press Club. We'll actually be part of a global summit that will be taking part at the Capitol Visitor Center on Friday. There'll be new poll results that we're going to look at, including Texas, where the Cruz and O'Rourke race is obviously a national spotlight. The latest debate that was supposed to happen has been pushed off because of the Kavanaugh vote. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays into the mix. And we're also going to be looking at a new national poll, including the presidential approval numbers and some of the major issues being discussed on the campaign trail and how voters are really seeing how that's going. So we'll post something up on Twitter with more information about the summit if you can make it. As always, if you're unable to on Friday, we will have those results and potentially a little bit more next Monday on the next episode of Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast.
Well, subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.